Are you creative but need more time? Welcome to Mom's Tale 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And yes, I need more time. I'm Heather Ryder. We are going to share with you how we maximize our time when we want to be creative. But first, real quick, go to momstown365.com and join our smart community of savvy moms. You can do that by signing up for our newsletter. It's the best way to stay in touch with us and also to find out always what's coming up next, all of the great events, our community, what's happening around town. And now, on with the show.
Yes, so, all right, we're all pretty creative, especially if you're listening to a podcast about being a mom entrepreneur.
And being creative.
And being creative, right?
But, well, this is a show for mom creators.
And mom creators, yes, of course. So, finding the time to sit down and create a space where there are no distractions can be a problem. And then I find that I'm kicking the can down the street. I'll get to it later. I'll do it later. Mm-hmm. Because I can't get my brain space cleared enough. Like delete, 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 open space. Now yeah. I can create. Alliteration.
I think that we did this. The whole distraction thing is why we started our podcast Speakeasy. We had to carve out an actual space for the place where we could go for the time to be creative. There are no distractions here. It's just podcasting. In this one little tiny hidden room behind three doors.
Exactly. The Speakeasy. Knock on the gate. Get to the next door, give us the code word, and then
secret
get to
handshake.
And then get to the studio door.
And by that time, you've earned a glass of wine.
Exactly, because it is a speakeasy. So my point is, we just are going to give you three little tips that help.
To get you more time
because
to be creative.
Because the day goes by so fast. We're interrupted with texts, email, projects, responsibilities.
If you have little kids, forget it.
And you work at home?
Yeah. Oh.
You're tripping over the dog to get to your computer to send an email you forgot to send 3 hours ago because you were distracted by everything else. And then Amazon shows up and you're like, woo, what did I order this time?
Well, and I just remember also when the kids were little and they, you know, it's constantly mom, 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 mom.
Yes.
And I said to Steve, I'm like, I'm changing my name to Dad.
Exactly. Okay, so for beginning this process, find create your own space. If it's a small corner in your closet with the door closed and
that
the lights
locks.
Off. Exactly. I have a little space in my bedroom that I created just for my
Yeah, so it's already in existing room.
Exactly, and I don't have to do anything.
No, you just create that little pocket in an existing room. Some people convert those tough sheds into like little studio spaces.
I could do that in my yard.
I know. They did make like little she sheds, they called them. Where have you been? Are you ever on Pinterest?
No, I am not. Maybe I should do that. But you know what? You just gave me a great idea.
What?
It's only been out since 2005. I have enough space on my lot that would be cool to do. A little space where I could literally go out there and nobody would be able to get in.
No, you can decorate however you want. Yeah. So anyway, yeah.
Okay, so create
lightning
your space.
Rod.
I know it. You know, Captain Obvious Mary.
I could do that. Yeah. Or you could just keep the little space also in your bedroom that you've carved out.
That I love. Mm-hmm. And put it on your schedule. If it's not written down, it doesn't exist. So let's say you have your spot. And yeah, we're all busy and we make ourselves busy with doing stupid stuff as well. So put down 15 minutes, my cup of coffee, 9 a.m., maybe it's 5 a.m., maybe it's 11, whatever time it is, and put it in your calendar and commit to it. Anyone can do anything for 15 minutes, even if it's shuffling your papers around, whatever it might be. Train your brain, train your nervous system to revel in that time.
Well, that has certainly happened to me over the last couple of years because I wake up early anyway. I'm an early riser because I go to bed.
At 8?
Yeah, I told my son, hey, he's home from college. And I said, I think I'm going to go night-night. And he said, the sun hasn't even set.
The sun is still out.
But I'm exhausted.
When the sun sets, Heather gets closer and closer to laying down on her pillow.
But I get up so early that I've decided that time in the morning is when I do all of my writing.
Yes, it's a delicious time of day.
And I can get so much done between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m., 2 hours dedicated to writing and
show our podcast stuff.
And you know what I mean? So that fine time, it doesn't have to be 2 hours. It could be, like you said, 15 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour, where it's just that quiet time where you can get a lot done. And that, for me, is that first, before anyone's even awake.
Yep. And so here's another tip. Find your muse before you enter the room. So, I mean, don't go in cold with your head full of, I still have to flip laundry. I still have other to-do things on my list. Set them aside. Take a few deep breaths.
Five is what they say. Take five deep breaths.
Okay, five. Five deep breaths.
A minute long.
Oh, jeez. That's a lot.
Well, not.
That's like yoga breathing.
No. Like, remember that gal? I mean, spend a minute doing deep.
Yes. Okay. Because I'm not going underwater to swim. Just want to enter the room to be creative. So take your, like shed the day. Because the day can be abandoned for 15 minutes or 30 minutes when you grow into that, or an hour, because what you create in that hour is going to put a dance in your step.
Yes.
It's going to make you feel like, wow.
Creativity does that.
It is awesome. That's why mm-hmm. I say, find your muse, breathe your muse into your being, and then enter the room. And talking about your 5 a.m. wake up,
mm-hmm.
the next one I should have put probably at the top. Do a stream of consciousness journal every morning on 3 pieces of paper. So get a notepad and just say, this is a really stupid exercise. I don't know what to write. I'm just going to write. And then before you know it.
Do you have to have 3 separate pieces of paper, or can you do it all on one?
You can do it on, well, they say to empty all the crap in your mind out.
Yeah.
Do one full page, flip it, do another page, flip it, and do that page.
Okay. That's a lot of writing.
Right. But it does work. It is. It's a morning pages concept by Julia Cameron from The Artist's Way.
I know. I think it's great.
Then only do
page. I just hope I don't have that much in my head that needs to get out.
Sure.
Oh, I do. Sure do.
You have a husband, 3 kids, a house, 12 dogs, 18 cats, and 50 chickens. Yeah, you got a lot of stuff in your head.
Okay.
Clarify.
Everything past the kids was an exaggeration.
Yes, it was. But you do have 3 dogs.
And you did forget.
2 cats.
The chameleon.
Oh, jeez. Oh, the mango, the bird.
You forgot the bird. You forgot the saltwater tank and the 50 freshwater tanks that we have. Anyway.
Okay.
That's also an exaggeration.
But
I'm married to a vet. What do you do?
Exactly. You take care of all the pets.
I should be wearing khaki every day.
Exactly.
And giving tours.
Well, you should be.
I'm going to charge you $120 admission. I mean, do you know how expensive these places are anymore?
Wow. Okay, we're going to start at the chicken coop.
Somebody said Disneyland was $220. Is that true?
Wow. Well, we're an amusement park on our own. Right here in the podcast.
It's just one long ride.
Podcast speakeasy.
We're speaking easy at Momstown 365. So be sure to head on over to our website at momstown365.com. At the top, you'll see a little bit of join our newsletter. Hey, and you can also buy us a coffee.
I love that.
Get our attention. The more caffeine you buy, the more alert we are. All right. Be bold, be creative. Momstown 365. We are here for you every day.